So welcome, everyone, to the latest edition of the Poetry, Passion, and Pleasure podcast with your host, Dale Byron. Today, we have an interesting, what I hope you'll find is interesting, subject of post-humanism. And we want to get at it, of course, using poetry and poetic language. But I wanted to highlight that someone that I'm incredibly impressed with and who's a kind of mentor from afar in recent times, Bio Akamalefe. And he talks about this idea of post-humanism. And my own version of it, I don't claim to represent how he talks about it, but my own version that I have sort of taken from this is it's not so much, it's certainly not being against humans. It's being very pro-human. It's being pro the rest of the world, pro all the other sentient beings and all the other beings from rivers to mountains and trees and all of it. And so that's how I see post-humanism. And I wanted to start out with a piece that, you know, I've always said that a poem is any language that has us stop and pay attention. So today I wanted to start with a few lines of prose, but which I consider to be almost a found poem. And it is by the amazing philosopher Alan Watts, who lived not very far from where I'm recording right now in Sausalito, California, for many years, died in 1973. And one of his most famous books is called The Book by Alan Watts. And I want to read a few lines from the preface. I think it gets to the point that I want to try to make with post-humanism. He says it like this in the preface, Alan Watts. This book explores an unrecognized but mighty taboo, our tacit conspiracy to ignore who or what we really are. Briefly, the thesis is that the prevalent sensation of oneself as a separate ego enclosed in a bag of skin is a hallucination, which accords neither with Western science nor with experimental philosophy. Religions of the East, in particular the Central and Vedanta philosophy of Hinduism, this hallucination underlies the misuse of technology. Now we're going to really get into it. The misuse of technology for the violent subjugation of man's natural environment and consequently its eventual destruction. We are therefore in urgent need of a sense of our own existence, which is in accord with the physical facts and which overcomes our feeling of alienation from the universe. For this purpose, I have drawn on the insights of Vedanta, stating them, however, in a completely modern and Western style, so that this volume makes no attempt to be a textbook on or introduction to Vedanta in the ordinary sense. It is rather a cross-fertilization of Western science with an Eastern intuition. And then he goes on to thank his wife and some others here. But that was Alan Watts writing in Sausalito, California, not far from here, in January of 1966, all of those years ago, as he wrote the preface to The Book, which is by Alan Watts, on the taboo against knowing who you are, maybe one of his most famous books. The reason I wanted to read that, though, is this alienation from this idea, if we were to take humanism as the worship of humans, as saying that humans are the only sentient beings or the only beings on this planet that we need be concerned with, that we don't need to be concerned with animals, with wild animals, that we don't need to be concerned with insects and bees, nor do we need to be really concerned with what we consider to be dead matter in our traditional philosophy. Trees, mountains, just resources, lakes, rivers, they're resources. That's all they are. But for me, Post-humanism means that we are now considering all of these, certainly other sentient beings, the animals, wild animals, bees, insects, birds, we're considering them to be our kindred spirits. And in addition to that, we are kindred with mountains, with rivers, with trees, with lakes, with forests and ecosystems. So I wanted to bring a poem that has been that I was inspired to write in recent times based on this whole idea of post-humanism and my view of it. I'll talk a little bit more about some of the other influences on this work as we go along, but the poem is called A New Post-Humanist Manifesto, A New Post-Humanist Manifesto, and the subheading for the poem is What We Can Do Instead of Grinding Our Bodies into the Shape of a Flat, Extractive, Rapacious, Ecosystem-Crushing Culture. No editorial in that byline, is there? Okay, a new post-humanist manifesto. Here's the poem. It goes like this. Well, how about this for a new human being's manifesto? Make asking questions badass again and curiosity cool. If someone says, I'm absolutely certain of this, first thing, duck. Then grab your wallet. Next, run for the hills. Rather, give exalted praise to the humble sages of bafflement. Rather, give humble praise. Give humble, I'm sorry, give exalted praise to the humble sages of bafflement. For those who do not know are the most blessed seekers. Love the ocean and its shore most. Love the ocean and its shore most, where we all came from. Then mountains, rivers, clouds, all those other kindred spirits. Then mountains, rivers, clouds, all those other kindred spirits. Regard, even the tiniest sliver of your own agency. As precious, dance the universe real, dance the universe real, honor, but do not indulge your shadow. Declare yourself a post-humanist, declare yourself a post-humanist who dearly loves humans, but not above or at the expense of any other being. So, we must unhumanize our view of the world just a little. So we must unhumanize our view of the world just a little. I want to stop right there in the poem. I'll pick up in a moment. That I'm nodding to the great Robinson Jeffers poet. Who I'll in another episode, a different one, I will do his poem where this line about unhumanizing ourselves is a nod to this other poem by Robinson Jeffers, who lived in Carmel, California, and just an amazing poet. Died in the 1960s, as I recall. I've actually been to his home in Carmel. And visited some with some of his grandkids. So anyway. More on that later, but I just wanted to give that little nod to Jeffers. So we must unhumanize our view of the world just a little. Make being of service as needed and as sacred as sunlight. Make being of service as needed and as sacred as sunlight. Invite both head and heart home to a welcomed wholeness. Declare joy and having enough the newest kind of envy. And as for gratitude, well, my young friends, let's see about making that into our most blessed and fierce way of living. There among all those broken and scattered seashells upon any beautiful beach. We must unhumanize our view of the world just a little. Make being of service as needed and as sacred as sunlight. Invite both head and heart home to a welcomed wholeness. Declare joy and having enough, the newest kind of envy. And as for gratitude, well, my young friends, let's see about making that into our blessed and fierce way of living. There among all those broken and scattered seashells upon any beautiful beach. So there's my poem, A New Post-Humanist Manifesto, with a byline of, what can we do instead of grinding our bodies into the shape of a flat, extractive, rapacious, ecosystem-crushing culture? I know that byline's a little doctrinaire, isn't it? Yeah. Well, sometimes you just have to do that. So again, a nod to the philosopher Bio Akamalafe, who is a post-humanist, as he declares, among many other wonderful titles. And also a nod to the great, amazing Alan Watts, who hasn't been on this plane for some time, but who is very much alive in so many of our minds and hearts. And in 1966, he was writing the preface to this book, and he was naming it, this fact that our being, that our being separated from, feeling separate from the natural world, or what we call the natural world, the separation, as though we are different. And this, this level of consciousness is really, really causing, in my estimation, so much of the challenge that we are facing. So we must step in to what I'm referring to, at least my own understanding of it, post-humanism, which is not about not loving human beings, not about that, but it's also about bringing a much wider boundary in our view of who is the family, who is part of this whole, As always, thank you so much for your listening here. And if you learned something or felt something or enjoyed this, please refer it to others, like or comment. And until next time and next poems, please take good care of yourself. And as I always like to say, please take good care of someone else.